Hello, I'm Gary Aide, and we're stacking the NBA with a matchup preview of the Denver Nuggets and the Washington Wizards. Denver comes in with a record of 48-24. Washington is 32-40 on the year. Over their last 10, Denver 5-5 won the last game, and Washington over that span 2-8 has lost 3 in a row. Here are the numbers. Denver averages 116.6 per game and surrenders 112.9, while Washington scores 112.8 and surrenders 113.6. Turnovers, 14 per game by the Nuggets, 14.3 per night by the Wizards. Washington, 48.5% from the field, Denver, 50.8%. Denver shoots 38.6% from long range, Wizards, 35.7% from deep. Free throw shooting, a strength for Washington, not so much for Denver, 79.1% for Washington, 75.3% for the Nuggets. And lastly, bench scoring, very close here, 33.3 points per game for the Wizards from their bench, while the bench of the Nuggets scores an average of 32.5 per night. The Nuggets won the first meeting of these two clubs, 141-128. They are the road team in this one. They are healthy, however, and the hometown Wizards will be without arguably their second-best player in Kyle Kuzma. As for a prediction in this one, I got the Nuggets winning on the road. I just don't think the Wizards are good enough to contend with this Nuggets shooting team. The way they shoot from the field and the three-point line, I think it's going to give the Washington Wizards problems all night. I just don't think the Wizards are up to it. And also without Kuzma, I think they're going to be a little bit short to win a shootout. So I got the Nuggets on the road. And that'll do it for our on-court look of Denver and Washington. Coming up, we'll dive into the betting lines of this one as we continue stacking the NBA.
I'm Brandon Fryer with Stacking NBA with a betting preview between the Denver Nuggets and the Washington Wizards. The lines are currently open and it favors the Denver Nuggets on the road, sitting at 6.5 in the spread, with the over-under of 228.5. Now, when we look at these two teams on the offensive end, Denver right now is in the top 10 when it comes to points per game. Currently right now, ranked number 7 overall, averaging 116.6 points per game. Now, Washington on the other end is averaging close to 113 points per game, and when they give up points, they're right now in the middle of the pack, averaging around 113 points that they allow per game. Now, Denver on the other end is just sitting outside the top 10, allowing an averaging 112.9. Now, if you add this all up right now, you're probably looking right at that over, and I would consider taking the over in this game. The reason why, if you look at these last six meetings overall, the over has been favored 5-1, so I would definitely lean and take the over in this game. One player I'm definitely liking is the Joker right now. I expect a triple-double performance from him. Last time he played Washington, he had 43 points, 14 rebounds, and 8 assists. Now, this man right now is currently ranked 4th in assists, 2nd in rebounding, and right now he's also in the top 20 in scoring. So I would definitely lean and take the over in the points, which currently sits at 23.5. I would take the over in the rebounds, which is at 11.5. And I would take the over in the assists, which currently right now is at 9.5. Triple-double performance for Jokic in this one. Now, another player I definitely like on Denver's side is Jamal Murray. Right now, sitting at 20.5. Now, if you look at his last 10 games, he's been averaging 21.2. So I would definitely lean and take the over on the points for Jamal Murray. He's definitely trending upwards. Now, Bradley Beal's another player I definitely would probably take the under on right now. The last four games, he's been averaging close over 24 points. Right now, it's sitting at 26.5. So I definitely lean and take the under on the points for Bradley Beal. Now, when it overall comes to this spread, I would lean towards Denver in this one in the spread. Right now, they're fully loaded, ready to go. And you don't even have Kuzma right now, who's questionable for this game. So with that being said, I would lean towards Denver in the spread here, and I would take the over in this game as well. That's our look at the Denver Nuggets and the Washington Wizards. I'm Brandon Fryer. This is Stacking NBA.